It's really been a great experience for me because I've been able to work with this organization, and their focus is on, I think, essentially on five issues, which are human rights and justice, education, immigration, integration, environmental justice, and economic justice. And in this work, I have been able to be involved in the process of building power in communities, that is, immigrant communities, refugee communities, and communities of color. And we build this power by making them understand that they have the power to put politicians into positions of power and also to take them out of positions of power, and at the same time be able to demand for accountability from those leaders that they put into power. And I've been extensively involved in the election work that the organization was involved in, and the election work involves choosing politicians that identify with the mission of the organization, and that is creating a voice and power for immigrants, communities of color, and refugees. And also just building power of communities by doing voter registration, doing voter education, phone banks, canvassing, and just doing home visits and one-on-one conversations with different people, trying to make them understand how their vote counts.
What else are you learning there?
I've also done advocacy work. And advocacy work here is about approaching the legislative house, which is in Olympia, to try and lobby for issues to be taken into the legislative agenda. So I've been involved in carrying out a research that will also inform some of the legislative issues that will be in the 2016 legislative agenda.
Now, tell us a bit, what do you think you have obtained right now that you think you can implement in Zimbabwe?
Is a skill in building power of communities and just understanding that building power of communities should not be just at community level, but it should also target the different individuals that are in those communities and making sure that each individual within a community understands the value of participating in the electoral process and the value of being civically engaged. And also at the same time, understanding the importance of building the capacity of the people that we elect into power, because there's always an assumption that when people are elected into positions of power, they understand what they should be doing. But there is a need for us to build power in those people to enable them to actually be able to be effective in making policies that are able to transform the lives of people.
Do you think Zimbabwean leaders can be receptive to some of these programs that you're talking about?
Well, Zimbabwean leaders will certainly not be receptive to it. I think that's something that I've heard at the back of my mind, because the democratization process in Zimbabwe is not open. And I think to a larger extent, the ZANU-PF government has been very repressive. It does not allow people to choose leaders of their choice. And as such, those leaders that are in positions do not feel like they owe anything to the people, and which is why it's difficult for us to even demand any sort of accountability for them, because they do not feel like we own them anything, but they feel like they are more accountable to the person that puts them in that power. I think they will really not be receptive to those kind of ideas. But these are ideas that will encourage openness. These are ideas that will encourage a democratic process that will be more effective in the country.
So knowing that the Zimbabwean authorities won't be too receptive to this, do you have any plan B of actually implementing some of these kind of things?
My plan B will be to try and build more like a coalition of a crop of leaders that identify with this kind of idea.